Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Why would Paul come in to this fellowship? And apparently they're having a fellowship because he found these 12 disciples. So apparently they're having some kind of a service. And in the midst of that, Paul will look at him and say, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Because if you receive the Holy Spirit, it's real evident. Or at least it should be. And apparently Paul is not seeing some things in these guys' lives that he thinks he should be seeing. Amen? Because why would you ask the question if it was evident and you didn't have to find out whether they did or they didn't? Amen? So let's look at it once again. And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Ooh, my goodness, sounds like a bunch of Christians today. You get to preaching in this land, and I'll tell you what, you just stepped over Jordan into the promised land. And everybody's going, oh my God, what's he talking about? Well, just stay with me and I'll help you. Praise God. Then Paul said, and he said to them, verse 3, then what were you baptized? So they said unto him, John's baptism. Remember, John had the baptism of repentance. So Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Now, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, and you got to understand, when you read the book of Acts, that isn't just, you know, one day, 2 days, 3 days. Acts 19 is anywhere from 20 to 25 years after Pentecost. So you take, say it's 20 years later, and then Jesus, you know, John was being, you know, he was baptizing people in the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And so there in the first part of his ministry, he got thrown in jail and in Jesus' ministry. So, you know, if you take a couple years during that, it's 20 to 23 years. These people have been living with the repent message. Anybody besides me go to church when you was growing up and every time you went to church, you had to get born again? Huh? Because, you know, if you went out and, you know, stumped your stone and you said some bad word, you done sinned, dying, going to hell. I mean, you know, you better get up there and get rededicated. I mean, I bet, you know, until I was 20, I wore out 2 or 3 rededicators. Because I was always stumping my toe with something. Amen. But you know what? That's what a lot of the church world preaches today. And it's a guilt and condemnation religion. Repent, repent, repent. Straighten up. You know you messed up this week. Get to this altar and repent. No wonder there's only 12 of them. Amen. I mean, they mean well, but the church has basically just gone out to the world and said, repent! And the world's looked at it and said, you guys are nuts. I ain't getting in that. And if they do come to church, after they repent about 14 times, they decide they don't want to come back and do it anymore. And so they've just been living this repent gospel. And so Paul comes along and says, wait a minute, there's more than just repenting. You've got to give your life to Jesus, and you've got to make a decision to follow him. And you know what they do? They say, hey, we're going to accept Jesus as our Lord, and we're going to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. And so Paul takes them down and baptizes them. So they're following him in every way he said. Because in Mark 16, Jesus said, go in all the world and preach the gospel, and they that believe and are baptized shall be saved in these signs. And so, you know, these guys are hearing it, so they've done two things now. They've done two of these three things we're talking about. They've given their heart to Jesus, and they've made a decision to follow him. Isn't that right? I'm preaching the truth. Can somebody say amen? It's right here in the Word. Now look what happens. Verse 5 again. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now look what Paul does in verse 6. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Ooh, that sounds like Acts 1:8, doesn't it? and you shall receive power as the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So apparently there's a different experience here, because they've already been born again, because they've already been baptized in water. And you don't baptize people in water until they've been born again. And you don't baptize people in water until after they made a decision they're going to follow Jesus. Amen? So they've been born again and decide to follow Jesus, but then Paul lays hands on them and they receive the Holy Spirit. So this must be what Peter was preaching about on the day of Pentecost when he says that if you'll repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so Paul lays hands on them. Now look what happens, verse 6. Then when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. They began to speak in a heavenly language and their lives were changed. And it says, now the men were about 12 in all. There's 12 disciples. And they've been here for 20 to 25 years with their Bible study. And every time they came together, they got together and repented, made sure their hearts were right with God. And they're sincere and they're trying to live for the Lord the best they can. But Paul comes along and says, no, wait a minute, you need to give your hearts to Christ and you need to become a follower of Jesus. And if you'll do that, there's a third thing you can have that will empower you to do that, and that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let me lay hands on you and pray and you can receive. And they did. And Acts 2:4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance on the day of Pentecost. So the disciples got this. And now these 12 disciples here in Ephesus get this. In Acts chapter 10, Cornelius, he's the first Gentile, and he got it. And now look what happens. Let's read on. Verse 8, and he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. See, you're born again in an instant, but then you have to get in the Word and grow into your new birth and who you are in Christ. That's why you have to come and hear the Word and get under the Word, because it's the Word of the kingdom that shows you how to live in the power of the kingdom. Amen? Now let's keep reading. But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he, Paul, departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. In other words, he started a Bible school there, and they got in the Bible school. And Paul's teaching them, and they're excited for Jesus. Why? Because they've been born again, they've chosen to be a follower of Christ, and they've been empowered by the Holy Spirit. And now Paul is teaching them how to follow God and how to do the works of God. And look what happens in verse 10. He says, and this continued. Now listen. What continued? Paul teaching them acting on the Word, them doing what Jesus said to do, them following Christ, operating in the power of the Holy Ghost, being a witness. And this continued for the space of 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia, actually Asia Minor, heard the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, both Jews and Greeks. Now, some people come along and say, now, Pastor Huffman, why should I want the gift of the Holy Spirit? I mean, isn't that just one of those full gospel charismatic things that you Pentecostal charismatics do, that you get filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues and get wild? Why do I need that? Why should I have that? Well, do you want power to be a witness for Jesus? Because, you see, if you hadn't made the first two decisions, the third one, you don't have to worry about it. If all you've done is made the first one, you don't even have to be worried about what I'm teaching right now. Because see, it's three steps. Number one, I repent and I abhor my sins and turn to Christ and give my heart to Him, and I have an experience for myself. And that experience is so life-changing, now I want to follow Jesus. And I want Him to be my guide. And I want Him to teach me and lead me. And I want to be a witness for Him. Uh-oh, that just took me to the third step. I need the Holy Spirit to help me to be the witness for Jesus and the follower of Jesus that I desire to be. Amen? He's the one who's going to give me the power to be the follower, to be the witness, to do those works so that I can catch others and help others, and I can change my life and live the life He wants me to live. Amen? And so we find here in Acts 19, there's 12 guys, and they're sincere. I mean, they're preaching every week. They get together. They need to repent, make sure they're living holy. And that's a good thing. But here Paul comes along and says, now, wait a minute. Let's take it a step farther. Let's give our lives to Jesus. And let's decide that we're going to follow him and do his works and live his life. And to do that, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. So let me lay hands on you and get you filled with the Holy Ghost. And then Paul teaches them. And the Bible says down there in verse 10, and he did this for 2 years. Now, they've been there for 22 to 24 years. And then the 20 to 24 years previous to Paul, they built that Bible study up to 12 people. Ooh, they're tearing it up. Hallelujah. Think of it. 24 years into church growth and we've got 12 in church. Hallelujah. And Paul comes in and teaches them, here's what the true gospel of the kingdom is. You have an experience with Christ yourself. And out of that experience, you make a decision. You're going to follow Jesus. And if you're going to follow Jesus, then go ahead and get filled with the Holy Spirit and empowered by the Holy Spirit so you can be the true witness that he wants you to be so that you can help others come to him and you can do the things he's asked you to do and be his witness to the world. Because now your eyes aren't just on you. Your eyes are upon others. You want others to experience this. You want others to have freedom. You want others to live liberty. You're not just, you know, selfish with your life. Now you're sharing your life just like Jesus shared his, praise God. And you know what they did? In 24 months, 2 years, 24 years, 12 people. In 2 years, they evangelized all of Asia Minor, both Jew and Gentile. Everybody has heard about Jesus in 2 years. In 24 years, only 12 had heard about him. But when they got filled with the Holy Spirit, and their lives were impacted by the power of God in 2 years, the entire region. Why? Because now they were operating in the power of God, the light of God, and the love of God, and the anointing of God, because the Holy Spirit brings all of that to us. Amen? So what's the church need? Number one, we need to make sure that we've had a real, true, life-changing experience, personal experience with Jesus Christ, that he is my Lord. Number two, we need to make a decision. I'm not going to live like I lived before Jesus. I'm laying down my nets. I'm going to quit trying to make it myself, do it my own way, and I'm going to follow him. And Lord Jesus, so I can follow you accurately, I'm going to get filled with the Holy Spirit right now, empowered, so I can do the things you want me to do. And I'm going to let my light shine. And when we do, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. We're going to evangelize Huntington, the tri-state, the nation, and the world. This is how you do it. Hallelujah. This is God's formula for bringing the gospel of the kingdom to the entire place.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.